We're continuing with the Ramban Shar HaGemul. We're on page Reish Samech Hei in the Moseder of Chuk edition. And now the Ramban is going to quote us a famous Gemara also from Tractate Rosh Hashanah. Earlier we discussed the three books that open on Rosh Hashanah. And there the Ramban discussed how the term Tzaddik and Rasha basically means does a person walk out of court victorious or a loser? The decision about whether a person will live or die, that's how he broke it down over there. The Ramban quotes another quote from the Talmud in Rosh Hashanah. Shanu Chachamim, our sages taught, or reviewed, Gimel Kitot Liyom Adin. When the Day of Judgment comes, and we're going to have to discuss what Day of Judgment is this talking about, there are going to be three groups. One group is completely pious, one group is completely wicked, and one group is mediocre. The completely righteous, they get written and sealed right away to the world to come. The completely wicked, they get written and sealed right away for perdition. We have a verse that supports that. Benoniim, those that are middle of the ground, middle of the road, shavontem zchuyotem shkulim, their merits and sins are equally weighted. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nikarav chesed, mate klapei chesed. God is called master of kindness. He tilts the scale in the favor of kindness. Valehem amal David, and about them King David sang in Psalms. Ahavtgi ki ishma Hashem et koli tachnunai. I love how Hashem hears my voice of begging. If you look closely, you'll see that that whole chapter in Tehillim is speaking about these people. Daloti v'li Yoshia, I found myself impoverished and he saved me. It's all talking about that group and that day. Haya b'chlal mechza avonot shelahem avon poshe Yisrael begufan. Now the Braisa continues the scary part. The Braisa says, those people who are middle of the road, they're half merits and half sins. So what happens if among their sins is a sin that's called Poshe Yisrael Begufan? Those that rebelled against Israel with their bodies. Vehu. What are examples of that? Haro shelo niach tefillin mo'olam. If his head never donned tefillin. Vuadin leshar mitzvot aseh shebegufan. And the Ramban says, the same is true for any mitzvah that we perform with our bodies, shelo kiman me'olam, if he never performed that mitzvah. Kigon, for example, shelo kara kriyat shema, if a person never read shema in his life, velo berech al hamazon l'acharav, and he never benched afterwards. So then they're in deep trouble. We'll see in a second. Yes?
Is that where Ramban learned about that they have to perform once in their life?
Right.
That's never done it. Which is what
they're pushing to get them put around
once, but not
right. And the simple reading of the Gemara does not seem like the Ramban. Mm-hmm. The simple reading is that tefillin has a special place. It's specifically about tefillin. The Ramban extrapolates and he says, oh, it's every mitzvah, right. But the Gemara doesn't say that.
What about people who, you know, they call country babies who never had the opportunity to get anything?
Right, so that you can't hold that against them, right? So they didn't rebel, right? We said here, poshea. They're not poshea.
Robert, in this group we're talking about benonim, people are considered benonim that never don't tefillin or...
Right? Your son's making a good point.
Right. How could they get to benonim? They had the opportunity to...
Right. That's an excellent point. Right.
And what also is the definition of rebellion? Are you saying you have to be learned and knowledgeable and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Dov can say no.
Right.
Okay.
That's Poshea, yeah.
You're the only one who's endangered here.
No. Kulan yodin legenom. Okay, but what happens with this group? They're in deep trouble. They're called Poshei Yisrael Begufan. So now here, the Ramban, he quotes as follows. They go down to perdition. Umitzafzafin. But then they call out from perdition. Volinimina. And they get drawn out. Umitopin. And they get cured. We have verses that support this. That's second stage in the Braisa. Aval, Okay? But what about me shavonotav mubin mzchuyotav? You have a person who has more sins than merits. Uvichlal otan avonot avon zehamu. And among those sins that carry a greater weight, there's also these sins. Vavon poshe yisrael begufan. Included there is one of these sins that's called rebelling against Israel with their bodies. V'chen poshe avodat kochavim mazalot begufan. And the same says the Ramban. Interesting, he's going off on a tangent that, as far as I recall, doesn't say in the Gemara. If you have a pagan, you have a non-Jew, who also rebelled with their bodies, how so? That would be if they committed incest, adultery. So then, yodim legeinom, they go down and they stay down. So how long does a person stay down for? V'nidonim ba 12 chodesh. They get judged there for 12 months. L'achar 12 chodesh, after 12 months, kufan kale, their body is finished, whatever that means, took perdition 12 months to burn their bodies, that doesn't sound right. V'nishmatan nisrefet, and their soul gets burned, v'genom poltatan v'roch mefazratan, and gehenem, perdition, chucks them out, and they're spread by the wind. The wind scatters them. Tachat kapot regleat tzadikim, under the feet of the righteous, shneimar, as the verse says, v'asotam shim ki yuefer tachat kapot regleichem. That the tzadikim will have, these wicked people will be scattered like dust under their feet. So that's the third point in the braisa. Whatever that means. We don't know what that means yet. Aval amaligim al divrei chazal. Fourth section in the braisa. What about the people that mock the words of the sages? What we call a min. The original min are the people that would mock the oral tradition. Vapikorsim, an apostate. Vishekafu b'triyat ha-metim, those that deny that there's a resurrection of the dead. They say, you know, Epicureanism. Just enjoy life as is, because there's nothing doing later. Vishepashum d'chei tzibur, or those that say, we don't care what the masses do. We pull out. We're going to be different than everyone else. So that weakens, that hurts everyone. When a person sees the masses doing something and he pulls out and he says, I don't care, so what if everyone's going to do something right? I don't have to be like everyone else. So that weakens everyone. So that's there's a special place for people like that. Or those people that were involved in the destruction of Israel. What are an example of people who are involved in the destruction of Israel? Leaders who instill fear, and it's not for the sake of heaven. So you have leaders who demand that people are fearful of them, and they instill fear in people, but it's not for any good reason. Even if those leaders use their leadership to guide people correctly, but that's not why they instill fear. They're instilling fear because they want to feel that they are feared. What happens if a person's fearful of the lord of the manor, the philanthropist, whoever it is, so then he's always worried what he's going to think, and then his service is out of fear of that person and not out of fear of the master of all things. And the final example of this fourth group is those who sin and cause others to sin, like Yeravam ben Nevat and his friends. They stick around in perdition. They're not leaving. Stick around for generations. So that's the quote. Now the Ramban is going to explain the different parts of the quote. So we begin with what our sages said. Shalosh kitot en liyom adin. Our sages said there are three groups on Judgment Day. What Judgment Day are we talking about? So we saw the earlier Gemara discussed Rosh Hashanah. What Judgment Day is being discussed here? Yom Edu ledin hakol. There is a day that's set aside where everything's going to be judged. Hu shekatuv alav yom Hashem hagadol v'anora. That's what the prophet describes. That God says, "Hine anochi sholach lachem et Eliyahu Navi." I'm sending Elijah, the prophet, before Hashem's great and awesome day. What's that great and awesome day? So the Ramban says that's the great judgment day. Vehu yom uzman haolam haba. Okay, Papa Daniel is not saying what you said. You were going with a certain quote from Maimonides, which we still have to discuss. the Ramban says, you know where that big judgment day is? Remember, that's after Elijah comes back. That's a time in the world to come. Okay, what's the world to come? He's got to explain that one, you know. He's using a term he hasn't yet explained. Aval, omdim bedin, but they stand in judgment. Ve'aleha shanu batosefta ze shamanu shalosh kitot yom adin. So that's the day, a day in this period called the world to come. That's the great judgment day, about which the Talmud says there are going to be three groups when that day comes.
I think, but I thought comes from Moshe Chaim Lasson.
Okay.
That's how I understood it.
Say there. אבל אין הכוונה לרבותינו להאריך עונש האדם שכרו עד היום ההוא. So wait a second. Judgment day is only going to be who knows when. So then says the Ramban, our sages don't mean to say that a person's wages have to wait for that time. Think about it. Moshe Rabbeinu. He's been waiting 2 millennium, 3 millennium. He's not getting his wages yet. There's still a judgment day yet to come. What are you going to do with that? So that's a difficulty that all the commentaries have to contend with. On the one hand, we say there's this ultimate judgment day. On the other hand, what does that mean? A person dies and he's not going to get the wages for everything he's worked his whole life? So the Ramban says, no, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean he won't get punished or get wages till then. V'shelo yeh din v'onesh o'sachal nafshot kodem oto adin. Ela, lefi shem zal monin kan kitot ha-tzadikim gmurim. You'll notice here, the Talmud discussed groups. It didn't discuss individuals. It said there are three groups when that big judgment day comes. The individual has his judgment day right after he dies. We'll still discuss that. But as groups, there's going to be a group that merits olam haba, that time to come that's post everything. So the Talmud here is discussing what will happen in that ultimate judgment day. How will humanity be divided? So you'll have the tzaddikim, those that are completely righteous, they will merit. You have those that are completely wicked, they'll be cut off from all that, and they'll be judged. And their judgment will be thrown back into the perdition. And the soul will be completely cut off from, and that's the punishment, whatever pain that's talking about. Halachu bebraita zo achar matan tzchan shel mitzvot v'achar sof onshan shel averot. The Braisa here was coming to tell us not about the punishment that happens post-mortem after a person passes away, but the ultimate punishment. The ultimate punishment is whether there is a future or isn't a future. Meaning, how far does the soul go after a person passes away? The brilliance of Olam Haba is that it's never ending. There's always Haba. It's coming. And so the Braisa here is discussing that aside from the judgment where a person will get wages and be judged over the life he led here vis-a-vis whatever there is after a person dies, there's more to talk about. And that's Olam Haba, says the Ramban. אבל כל אחד ואחד מבני אדם יש לו הדין בשעת מיטתו, but everyone gets judged when he passes away. והוא נידון בגימל דיני כיתות הללו בעצמן. And among these three groups, everyone gets judged too. צדיקים. So, we'll pick up here בעזרת שם next time.